What's the halacha with regard to bringing a Sefer Torah to an alternate location? Let's say that a family is having a minyan for a simcha. A person is not well, can't make it to shul. They make a minyan in the house. What's the halacha with regard to bringing a Sefer Torah specifically for a one-time kriya, or even if it's a little more than a one-time kriya? What exactly is the halacha? So there's a Yerushalmi which says that the general protocol is that we're supposed to go to the Torah, not the Torah come to us. So when the Mishnah describes that on Yom Kippur, they'd bring the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol, and he'd read it in his location, wherever he was, that was very much the exception to the rule, because he's an Adam Chashuv, so therefore it's not a problem of Kohen HaTorah, but in general, we go to the Torah, not the other way around. So the Beis Yosef quotes, based on this, in the name of the Mordechai, that if people, let's say, there's a person in jail, and he would like for them to bring a Sefer Torah, have a minyan for him, for the Yom Noraim, it would be inappropriate to bring the Sefer Torah there, because the Torah doesn't go to the people go to the Torah. The Ramah there brings several Sedadim Lahakel, in the name of some of the other Rishonim, later Rishonim, that first of all, the Kohen Gadol may not be the only exception. Any Adam Chashuv might be an exception, number one. Number two, the Kohen Gadol was theoretically able to go to the Sefer Torah, so therefore it would be a lack of protocol for the Torah to be brought to him. But let's say someone is unable to. He's sick, he's in jail, he's, for whatever reason, anus, something beyond his control, and he's not able to, so maybe in that case it would be permissible. And finally, quotes the Marami Padua, that maybe the whole problem is when you're bringing it just for the Kriya, and then you're bringing it back, but if you bring it for a couple of days, you make a place for the Aron to stay, which is Mechubad, so then it would not be a problem at all. And the whole Isser was never stated in that context. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber just brings an Isser. Says, let's say someone's in jail, you can't bring a Sefer Torah there and have a Kriya for him, even for the Yom Noraim, and he doesn't give any indication that there is any leeway in that regard. The Ramah quotes some of his Tzadim Lahakal. He says, if it's an Adam Chashev, it'd be Mutter, or if you bring it for a day or two, and it's not just for the Kriya, and you make a place for it, so then it would be permissible as well. Now, interestingly, he leaves out the part about if a person is honest. Now, that would be a very broad-ranging heter as well, in many circumstances. He leaves that one out. There are Achronim who quote it, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah mention that that's a Shita, but they say better to have a situation where you're creating a mechubad place for the Torah to stay, and not just for the Zman HaKriya. So where does this leave us? So again, according to the Ramah, there would be room to allow, if it's an Adam Chashev, or if it's not coming just for the Kriya, if it's going to stay there for a period of time, and especially if it has a mechubad place to stay. So for example, let's say oftentimes the Beis HaAvel, they bring a Sefer Torah there, and they bring a little Aron Kodesh, so that would be perfectly permissible, even if it wasn't for a case of an Avel, who some say there's additional room to be made, but that kind of a situation where it's being brought for a few days and it's being put in the Aron, that would be certainly permissible. What if it's not being brought for quite that long, or you don't have it exactly in Aron Kodesh? There are those who are slightly more makel. The Prima Gadim there writes, Lav Dafka Yom Yomayim, Lav Dafka 1 or 2 days, as long as it's not just for the Kriya. To bring it just for the Kriya, to bring it in, to read, and then bring it out, that is highly questionable, unless it's for an Adam Chashev. But if it's coming, you bring it before davening, and it's staying, especially if you have a place for it to stay, which is Mechubad. And then you, after davening, not right after the Kriya, but later, you bring it back, so that at least the Prima Gadim is Mekel. That already is a discussion amongst the Achronim. How long does it have to be there for, or how Mechubad a place does it have to have in order to stay there? Just two further interesting applications. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, what happens on Simchas Torah, they bring different Sifrei Torah to different places and they read, not at the regular location of Kriyas HaTorah, even though they're doing it so everyone can get an aliyah, it is a violation of this halacha. So later Achronim write that on Simchas Torah, the meaning is lahakel, and it's for Kavod HaTorah, and it's acceptable. Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes this, and that certainly is the customary practice. Finally, the Tzitz Eliezer is not happy with what happens at the Kotel. He says they have various arons, and they have minyanim nowhere near the aron, and then you send one guy at the time when they're ready for Kriyas HaTorah to go get a Torah and bring it back to wherever the minyan is. He says, best thing would be is if they'd roll out the aron so that it was together with the minyan, or if they would have Kriyas HaTorah near the Aron, or at least they should send the whole minion, or at least 10 people to go bring the Sefer Torah, not just to bring one guy, Bishas HaKriya. He thinks this is an example of bringing the Sefer Torah just for the Kriya to the minion, as opposed to the other way around. Have a great day. If people are able to put up chairs on the tables, that would be helpful.